Oh, hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. I am sick as a dog. I'm gonna get through this as fast as possible, and I'm gonna lean on the people who are doing a hell of a job. I'm gonna give you the highlights. Last night, Congress came to a spending agreement, and I am gonna say, I'm gonna go on record now and say that I am very sick and tired of the Second Amendment being that bargaining chip. No other right in our guaranteed inalienable rights are used as a compromise, quite like the Second Amendment. Like you would never hear, like, "Hey, we'll do this spending bill as long as people can never talk inside of a rodeo again," or "We'll do this spending deal as long as the press can never talk about the president again." You'd never hear that, right? But all too often, the Second Amendment is the one that is slashed, and today is no different. Again, I'm going to give you just the highlights. The folks at Gun Owners of America, Aiden and his crew last night got me this information. I felt like I was clinging to life last night. Sometimes you're just around crowds and you just get what the crowd has. So last night they came to an agreement on spending, and it does cut some funding to the ATF. We'll go over that. The thing that I don't like is it reauthorized the Undetectable Firearms Act for another 7 years. A bill that was not needed to be renewed. However, the Second Amendment is always on that chopping block. And people who say, "I love the Second Amendment, but," or "I'm a hunter, but," in Congress, when they're looking for your votes, are always the first people to cave and party on. Party on with your rights. It also it'll eliminate a 20-year-old gun ban for veterans, so they're going to remove the VA from taking guns from some veterans. And ATF's funding was cut by 7%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a huge number when you have a budget their size. There's also protections that have been built in to prevent the cuts from affecting us, or being weaponized against us, the gun owners, because part of this deal, probably thanks to them, the ATF screwing up and shutting down the e-form system, it kind of hurt them because they've been directed to improve wait times for the NFA. So they stepped in it and they got their hands in caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and they got slapped. So 7% cut to ATF spending stops more vets from being disarmed via the VA. Extends the UFA for another 7 years, plus NFA times have to improve. There will be more coming out today. Check out Gun Owners of America. Aiden and his crew have been reading the agreement. I'm not reading it right now. I feel half dead. I am not reading congressional BS. It's going to make me feel worse. So I'll put more stuff out when they put it out. But funding bill. Last night, they came to an agreement off the back of you and me, the law-abiding gun owner, not the criminals. Us, the good guys. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. Run for office, y'all. You know good people? Get them to run for office. The only way we're making a change is if we change from within. And there are gonna people will say, you can't vote your way out of it. I agree, but you can still replace people with good quality votes. And it's well past time to do that. Let's do what we can. Tomorrow, if you're in Texas, vote in Brandon Herrera. Tomorrow, if you're in one of the states for Super Tuesday, get your ass out and vote. And call your Congress critters, 202-224-3121. I'm going back to bed. Y'all be safe, stay vigilant. Ooh, today, I'm recording this right now at 8:30. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the newest episode of Liberty Lounge Podcast. I'm dying. The Liberty Lounge Podcast, newest episode. Episode 3 is dropping today. Check it out anywhere you hear your podcasts, whether it's Spotify or Apple podcasts. You can even watch our full video on YouTube. UFC great Travis Brown joins us, and we talk about a whole gamut of things, from him becoming a fighter to his journey within the Second Amendment to Dana White. To all kinds of things that him and his family are doing now. I'm not going to spoil it. Check it out. Y'all, I gotta go. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. We the people have the power. Congress has forgotten that. Let's make them remember.